Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is the 22nd day in the month of July 2025, and the Lord is here again with another word. He's here with the bread of life. He's ready to feed us this morning. So I want you to invite as many people as you can to this platform so that they can be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "Your times are in His hands." Your times are in God's hands. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah 29, chapter 31. And our memory verse is taken from Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, which says, "And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed the kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Psalm 31 from verse 14 to 21. From verse 14 it reads, "But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord. For I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestowed in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic says, "Your times are in God's hands." Our manual today reads, "Years ago there was a lady who had been trusting God for a partner for many years until she reached menopause. During a crusade, I said that everyone should ask God for whatever they wanted. And the lady turned to God and said, 'Lord, I'm not going to bother you about a husband anymore. There is no point as I can no longer have a child. I will serve you all the same anyway.' The Almighty God heard her, and not long after that, a man came to her and said, 'Thus said the Lord, you are to be my wife.' Surprised, She asked him to go and pray again and be sure that he had heard from God. However, the man insisted that he had prayed and heard from God. Because then she asked him, "Don't you want children? Because I can't have children at my age." The man replied, "That is not a problem because I already have children. I lost my wife and all I need now is a companion and a mother for my children." They got married and the woman, who thought that she could no longer have children, gave birth to a set of twins 9 months later. God is not limited by time at all. He can speed up time or reverse it as he pleases. God holds times and seasons in his hands and he can change them however he pleases. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. If men say it is over for you, ignore them. God is the only one who has the final say in your life. He is Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. When men said it was over for Abraham and Sarah, God reversed the time and caused them to laugh, like we see in Genesis 21 from verse 6 to 7. Even when Lazarus' sisters thought that he was dead and gone, Jesus came and announced, "I am the resurrection and the life." We can see that in John chapter 11 verse 25. When God visits a fellow, he restores any wasted years that might exist in his or her life. As long as you are alive and God is your Father, your time is not gone. Your times are in God's hands. And if he hasn't said it is over, who are you to say that your present time has passed? Confess God's word and not your present reality. Only God has the right to close your case, and since you are still alive, it means that he hasn't closed it, and he still has a lot in store for you. Our manual comes with a key point today that says, as long as you are still alive, God can control times and seasons in your favor for you. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Sit on www.priestpalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.